You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hi, I'm Dave Capper, and welcome to this podcast of articles from Consumer Reports Magazine, November 2025 edition. Presentation of Airs LA. Our first article is from the Recall section. Winston Hydrotech Expandable Hoses. Winston Products is recalling about 3.6 million Hydrotech 5/8 inch expandable hoses. They can burst, posing impact hazards and potentially impairing hearing. They were sold at Ace Hardware, Amazon, Do It Best, Home Depot, Target, Walmart, and other stores nationwide and online from January 2021 through April 2025. For $20 to $136. What to do? Stop using the hose. If purchased from Ace, Do It Best, Home Depot, or Walmart, return it to the store for a full refund. For other retailers, cut off the regulator end and submit photos with initials and date marked by way of Winston's online form or call 888-412-2396 for a refund. Ford Escape and Bronco Sport Vehicles. Ford is recalling more than 694,000 vehicles, 2020 to 2022 Escape and 2021 to 2024 Bronco Sport SUVs equipped with 1.5-liter engines due to a chance that a fuel injector may crack and leak fuel into the engine compartment, which could lead to fuel traveling to a hot surface in the exhaust and turbo systems, risking fire. What to do? As an interim fix, Ford dealers will update the engine control software free of charge. A formal remedy is still in development. Owners will be notified by mail once the full remedy is ready. Owners may also call Ford at 866-466-7332. This recall expands and replaces earlier recalls 22V-859, 24V-187, and 25V-165. Vehicles previously serviced under those campaigns must receive the new final remedy when it becomes available. The NHTSA campaign number is 25V-467. Curtis International, Frigidaire Mini Fridges. About 634,000 Frigidaire Mini Fridges are being recalled. Internal electronic components may short circuit and ignite the plastic housing, which is a significant fire and burn hazard. At least 26 incidents of smoking, sparking, overheating, and fire resulted in over $700,000 in property damage and 2 injuries due to smoke inhalation. The mini fridges were sold at Walmart and other stores nationwide and online at Amazon and Walmart.com from January 2020 through December 2023 for $36 to $40. What to do? Stop using the fridge. Unplug and cut the power cord. Write recall on the door and go to recallrtr.com/minifridge or contact Curtis International at 888-727-0198 for a refund. PureSense Smart Home Fragrance Diffusers. PureSense is recalling approximately 851,400 detachable covers from its Pure4 Smart Home Fragrance Diffusers due to magnets that can detach, posing a severe ingestion risk, including potential intestinal blockages, infection, and death. They were sold at Shields and Target stores and online at Amazon, Pura.com, Shields.com, and Target.com from August 2023 through May 2025 for about $50 each. What to do? Dispose of the cover and keep the diffuser out of the reach of children and pets. Call PureSense at 855-394-5292, email replacement at Pura.com, or go to the company's recall page at Pura.com/pages/product recall for instructions on how to receive a free replacement cover for the fragrance diffuser. CasaClean Handheld Steamers. About 23,000 Deal International Casa Clean handheld steamers are being recalled because they can leak steam or hot water during use, posing serious burn risk to users. There have been 26 reports of leaking or steam, including 13 consumers who suffered burns. The steamers were sold on HSN from November 2024 through April 2025 for about $40. What to do? Stop using the steamer. Call Deal International at 877-880-6137 or email CasaCleanRecall@thedeal.com. You'll need to safely cut the power cord near the base of the handheld steamer and then submit a photo of the cut product to receive a refund. Bugaboo Giraffe High Chairs. Bugaboo North America is recalling about 18,280 Giraffe High Chairs in the U.S. because the screws connecting the legs of the chair to the frame may loosen or detach after assembly, risking falls, serious injury, or death. The high chairs were sold at Nordstrom and specialty stores and online at Amazon and Bugaboo.com from May 2023 through April 2025 for about $380. What to do? Stop using the high chair. Contact Bugaboo at 800-460-2922 or service.us@bugaboo.com to request a free repair kit. Our next article comes from the In This Issue section. CR's Naughty List. Every year we test over 2,300 products, and a handful stand out for all the wrong reasons. Here are some of the ones that got the lowest overall scores on a scale from 1 to 100 in their categories. CR's advice. If you're making your list and checking it twice, leave these products off it. Poor accuracy. MicroLife Advanced Digital Monitor, item number 637583. Blood pressure monitor, $40. This device got a dismal score for accuracy and stores memory for only one user. On the plus side, it has a large display and is easy to read. Overall score, 33. Filter fail. Soma Water Filter Pitcher, $40. Overall score, 25. It's a sleek pitcher, but there's not much filtration happening here. In our test, the Soma didn't remove all flavors or odors from the water, but it did pour quickly and didn't clog. Unreliable SUV. Jeep Wrangler, $32,095 to $99,995. Overall score, 26. Deja vu. The Wrangler, our lowest rated vehicle, makes our naughty list once again. CR's experts found the ride stiff, access awkward, wind noise high, and fuel efficiency lacking. Predicted reliability is low too. Not so hot range. Frigidaire Gallery GCRG 3060BF gas range, $1,125. Overall score, 27. This model was just average when using the burners on high and baking. The oven is roomy, but the range got subpar scores for simmering and oven self-cleaning, and broiling was abysmal. Snowblower. Greenworks 2600402 Snowblower, $425. Overall score, 28. Skip this battery blower. It got our worst scores for removal speed, plow pile removal, and throwing distance. It did get surfaces cleaned eventually and is quiet. Weak defense. Badger anti-bug shake and spray plant powered mosquito repellent, $12. Overall score, 4. Don't count on this spray to keep the bugs away. It may be plant powered, but as the overall score suggests, in our test it offered poor protection from mosquitoes and ticks. Crummy cleaner Dirt Devil Vibe SD200020 Stick Vac, $55. Overall score, 31. It may have a low price, but this corded stick vac won't give you spotless floors. It wasn't great at removing dirt from bare floors and fared even worse on carpet. It's pretty quiet though. Lousy laptop. Lenovo IdeaPad 115.6 82LX00DH US laptop, $199. Overall score, 33. This lightweight laptop sits at the bottom of our ratings because of its slow speed. The display is worse than most, and the keyboard is small. Our next article comes from the In Every Issue section, Building a Better World Together, Getting Artificial Dyes Out of Our Food. What's at stake? Synthetic food dyes are used to make thousands of widely available food and drink products more vibrantly colorful. One of them, red dye number 3, has been shown to cause cancer in lab animals, and the consumption of these petroleum-derived dyes has been linked to neurobehavioral problems such as impulsiveness and hyperactivity in certain children. This is especially concerning because so many of the products that contain them are marketed to children. What CR is doing? CR has been working for years to rid food and drinks of these dyes. In both 2022 and 2024, we petitioned the Food and Drug Administration calling for a ban on red dye number 3. In 2023, we co-sponsored a California law that banned red 3 in the state. And when the FBI announced a ban on red 3 in January, CR began urging the agency to extend the measure to all synthetic dyes. Then, in April, the Department of Health and Human Services announced a plan under which U.S. food makers would voluntarily stop using these substances. And many large U.S. food manufacturers have since announced that they would soon phase them out. That's a positive step. But for consumers to feel confident that synthetic dyes will be removed from all food and drugs, CR advocates say, a mandatory and enforceable ban is still needed, especially given the food industry's years of active resistance. What you can do. Call on HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to establish a ban on synthetic dyes in food and drugs. Join us to make a safer, fairer, healthier marketplace. Call to action. The Department of Energy has proposed rolling back 17 efficiency standards that ensure home appliances minimize water and energy use, saving consumers money while protecting the environment. Americans overwhelmingly support keeping these standards in place. CR submitted formal complaints opposing the proposal, noting that energy efficiency standards saved consumers more than $100 billion on energy bills in 2024 alone, an average of $500 per household. Urge the DOE to reverse course and strengthen, not weaken, these critical standards. Our next article comes from the Ask Our Experts section. Can a filtration pitcher reduce harmful contaminants in my tap water? Some can, but most don't. Water filter pitchers are typically designed to improve the flavor and odor of your water. Only a few, like the Brita Denali, also reduce serious contaminants like lead and PFAS substances. All the undersink filters in our ratings, on the other hand, are certified to reduce lead. But note that some don't lower PFAS levels. So if you're concerned, look for filters that have NSF/ANSI, WQA and or IAPMO certification for both lead and PFAS, which means they were independently tested and complied with accepted standards for reducing those contaminants. Our next article comes from the Departments and Columns Ask Our Experts section. Which is the healthier choice, frozen or canned produce? Both canned and frozen fruit and vegetables can be great options, especially when fresh produce is out of season or too expensive. But there are some key differences between the two preservation methods that give frozen produce a slight edge. A product of frozen fruit or vegetables typically contains just the produce itself, blanched and or flash frozen, without added ingredients like salt, sugar, or sauce. Fruits and vegetables are packed with nutrients, and that doesn't change when they're frozen, says Amy Keating, RD, a CR nutritionist. Canned produce, on the other hand, more often has added salt or sugar. Vegetables are frequently packed in brine, salt water, and fruit is often canned in syrup or sweetened juice that can contain high fructose corn syrup and other types of added sugars. We've seen some that pack as much as 14 grams per serving. To make healthier choices, check labels carefully. Look for fruit packed in 100% juice, and check the sodium content of canned vegetables or look for no salt added on the label. You can also reduce sodium by draining and rinsing veggies like beans before use. The canning process can also lead to some nutrient loss, especially of vitamin C, which is heat sensitive. But other vitamins, fiber, and most minerals tend to remain intact. And canning can actually enhance some antioxidants, such as beta-carotene. Carrots and pumpkins, for example, deliver a more concentrated dose of antioxidants when they're canned. Is Black Friday a good time to buy a smartphone? It can be. Keep an eye on retailers like Best Buy, Costco, Target, and Walmart. In past years, we send them off for bargains then, including straight-up discounts or store gift cards worth a few $100 after you buy a phone at full price. And you may be able to get an additional discount by trading in your old phone to offset the cost of a new one. But smartphone deals can be a bit more complicated than just scoring a reduced price. Some deals are available only in-store, or may require you to finance the purchase of the new phone with a carrier, which typically means you'll need a good credit to qualify. Financing a phone over 2 or more years can also mean that if you decide to opt out of the plan early, you're on the hook for the balance. So read the terms carefully. Major mobile carriers may also promote Black Friday deals, but they tend to require signing up for a new line of service. That's great if you're willing to switch providers or add someone to your plan, but it's not ideal if you just want to upgrade your device. As holidays approach, our shopping experts hunt for the best bargains available on highly rated products like smartphones. How can I protect myself from postal scams? You're right to be wary. Scammers often send fake emails and texts claiming to be from FedEx, UPS, and the U.S. Postal Service, USPS, preying on anyone who may be expecting packages. The messages look legitimate, with subject lines like delivery failure notification and an alert that your package has been delayed, plus an urgent request for you to verify your info by clicking on a link. Scammers are hoping you'll type in your address and credit card details. Sometimes just clicking on the link can install malware on your device that steals usernames and passwords for online banking, email, and other accounts. One way to spot a scam, look for misspellings and email address or URLs like uspus.com instead of usps.com. Whether the suspicious message you receive is a text or an email, don't engage. Instead, download the FedEx, UPS, or USPS app to see accurate information about your package. Forward fake USPS emails to spam@uspis.gov. Then delete the message. On iPhones, swipe left on a text message to delete it. A pop-up will prompt you to delete and report junk. Or forward text to 7726. Learn. We have more than 140 in-house experts who research, test, and compare. Submit your questions to cr.org/askourexperts and watch for the answers. Our next article is from the Time Traveler Top Picks section, which happens to be my favorite section. 1939. CR reports that nylon, the new elastic miracle yarn, will surpass silk and rayon as women's top pick for stocking, citing 5 million pairs pre-ordered for 1940. 1947. With automatic washing machines in demand, CR says you can't do better than this Blackstone. 1959. It's rare to find a truly outstanding appliance, CR says, but we find a Whirlpool dishwasher that is in a class by itself when cleaning our food-crusted dishes. 1963. Headphones add a new dimension to stereo listening, we say. This $45 Cost Pro 4 model is a great gift for the holidays and the best we tested. 1978. Only about 1/3 of movie equipment sold has sound. We test 20 at-home movie cameras with microphones and find that this Minolta is best. 1986. Changing a grill's fuel tank can be a struggle, but this top-rated Weber makes the job easy. The tank slips into a bracket fastened with a single nut. 1992. Of 36 mowers we test, this one is close to perfect. The Lawn Boy cuts grass evenly and handles better than the rest. 2004. In our test of 18 olive oils, a McAvoy Ranch is our top pick for flavor, and a Goya is a CR Best Buy, and a sixth of the cost of some other bottles. 2010. In our ratings of sporty cars, this Volkswagen GTI is a winner. It hustles around corners, has great fuel economy, and is fun to drive. 2025. This superb 20-volt general-use cordless drill is our top pick this year, beating out the competition with its speed and long-lasting life. This brings us to the end of today's articles. This broadcast is for the sole use of our blind, low-vision, and print-impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Dave Capron. I'll be back soon with some more articles. Thanks for listening.